That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day, to judgment. That day, that day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the signs of Qiyamat. And today, inshallah, we'll be discussing one sign of Qiyamat. And that is when alcohol becomes common. When alcohol becomes common, it is a sign of Qiyamah. So first and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting durood upon Makki Madani Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Radhavi, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant him a long life and good health. He wrote a beautiful book called Fizan in Sunnat. And in the book, there is a chapter called Fizan in Durood of Salam. And in that, he mentions many hadith mubarakah. And in one of the hadith mubarakah, it is mentioned that our Makki Madani Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that if a person recites 3 times Durood Pak in the day, 3 times Durood Pak in the night, then inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala Allah azza wa jalla will forgive that person's sins for that day and that night inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya habiballah. At the beginning of all our programs, we are always making intention for good deeds. It should not only be for programs, but Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat gives us the mindset that always make intention for good deeds in every Islamically permissible work. Prior to any activities, Islamically permissible activities, make good intentions. For example, now we are in this gathering. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I am talking and you are listening. So Shaykh al-Tariqat gives a beautiful hadith mubarakah that beloved Rasul alayhi sallam said that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, intention of a believer is greater than his action. So why don't we make some good intention? Because with intention we get bundles and bundles and mountains of reward in our account. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. So why not we make some good intention? First and foremost, I make intention, you make intention, viewers of Madani channel, that whatever we are doing, whatever I'm saying, whatever you are listening for, let it be only for the sole pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn, viewers of Madani channel, inshallah azawajal, I try to be practical upon it, you also try to be practical upon it, and whatever we learn, inshallah azawajal, we try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. We hear the name of Allah, make intention, inshallah azawajal, that we will praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah azawajal, we make niyat that when we hear the name of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we will recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Likewise, when we hear the name of our sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, we recite radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. We hear the name of our pious ancestors rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. These are some beautiful intentions one can make inshallah azza wa jalla in any Islamically permissible gathering inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islam brethren and views of Madani channel, signs of Qiyamah. We have been discussing many signs. And today, we are discussing about that sign of Qiyamah when alcohol will become common. Alcohol, the drinking of sharab, will become common. And in today's time, my dear Islam and viewers of Madani channel, you will notice that alcohol is being advertised everywhere. TV stations, newspapers, magazines, on the sign, on the sides of the roads, on the signs, on signs of the, on signs of billboards, on the highways, on the byways, on the freeways. Every corner you take, you will see the advertising of alcohol. Of course, this is not in Muslim countries, but in countries like where we live, in South Africa, in other countries of Africa, in UK, in America, in Australia, those places, it is advertised openly. When these come to the money channel, I mean, what is happening today in today's time? I mean, if we have this lifestyle where we only looking for luxuries of the dunya, and we go to those places that only satisfy nafs. For example, if a person wants to go only to the beach fund, he only wants to go to the beach fund, and he wants to enjoy himself in the beach fund, in swimming, and all these nauseous bad type of things in place where they are na-mahram women, and alcohol is going on, and dancing is going on, and music is going on, and all these things which are against Allah's command and His beloved Rasul. If you keep moving to those things, then your nafs will draw to those things. Yes. Those places your nafs like, it's easier for you to be drawn to those type of things. I mean, now we are driving up the road, we're seeing alcohol, we're seeing this is the best drink of the for the year. The best advertised and most tastiest, na'udhubillah, alcoholic sharab drink of the year is this one. It is advertised in this board, advertised in that board, advertised in this street, advertised in this highway, advertised in this TV station, in this magazine, in this newspaper, advertising and advertising and advertising. So it's attracting people. And if nafs is weak, and if it takes you to these type of gatherings, where you are liable to be attracted by these type of things, then you will start tasting alcohol. Yes, you will start tasting it. And the first one may be bitter, maybe second one bitter, maybe third one doesn't taste good, maybe. But after that, you get inculcated in it. You start falling in love with it, and then you become this personality who has been addicted to alcohol. And once you get addiction to alcohol, once you get addiction to this type of beverage, to this type of intoxicant, my dear Islam brothers, viewers of Madani Channel, then we are in disaster. We are in trouble. Yes, we are in trouble. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar, Shaykh Tariqat Amil al-Sunnat has always encouraged Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters and all the Muslims out there to stay away from bad company. Because if you stay away from bad company, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will have good results. But if you stay in bad company, evil company, imagine if you ask that person, viewers of Madani Channel, you ask that person in your community, there is definitely a person in your community. If he's not in your community, maybe in your street, maybe, may Allah forgive, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it such, na'udhubillah, that is not happening, maybe one in your house that's taking alcohol. There could be one person in your house that is taking alcohol or drugs, intoxicants. You ask the person. Oh, viewers of Madani Channel, we are asking, we are addressing the people out there that are suffering from this epidemic, from this sickness of alcohol. If you are there and you're watching me today and you're listening to me, ask yourself, how did you start drinking alcohol? How did you start? You just saw the signboard and you decided, oh, it looks very tasty. It looks very attracting. It must be, it'll quench the thirst. Na'udhubillah. Let me go to the liquor shop. Let me go to the alcohol shop. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Definitely some friend in your friend circle, maybe he attracted you. He told you that you come with us. We are going to the pubs, to the clubs. And you start thinking that, oh, let me just join them. Let me just go innocently. I mean, I'm a pious person. I mean, I don't do these things. I'm a person who don't take alcohol. I'm a person who don't take intoxicants. But maybe one day you joined him, and then in that he said, come on, man, don't be a sissy, man. Come on, have a shot, try something. Just try it. And then you tried one, you tried two, and tried three. Am I right? Or am I wrong? Yes, I'm right. Because this is, you have to try it first. In order to get attracted to it, you have to try it, you have to be in the company, you have to taste it, you have to enjoy it, you have to try it, and then it's too late. Viewers of Madani Channel, we are already addicted to alcohol, which is the mother of all evils. And this booklet is published by Maktabatul Madina, the mother of all evils, alcohol. It's mentioned in the booklet of mother of all evils, Allahu Akbar. One day, whilst delivering a lecture, a sermon, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that he listened from the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, refrain from the mother of all evils, alcohol. Because in the time of Bani Israel, he gives an example. Use a money channel, you please, you try to listen carefully. Please, you try to listen very carefully as to this narration and try to get some madani pool and try to understand what is going on out there. It says in Bani Israel, there was a very pious person. Majlis Tamrin views of Madani channel, he was not an ordinary pious person. He was such a person that he used to live in seclusion. Meaning he used to be away from community. He used to be away from the people. He used to be away from the town. He used to make the worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's the type of person he was. He was in seclusion. And they say that a woman fell in love with him. Look at the trick of shaitan. I mean, he's going to tackle him now. He's in seclusion. He's making the ibadat. He's making the worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. A woman saw him and fell in love with him. And she sent a servant requesting him that she would like to produce him as a witness in a case. Because he's a very pious person. He's making the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's making the ibadah of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I mean, everybody wants us, we all want to be in that person's company. Definitely. So she requested that he must be a witness in a certain case. So the man, I mean, he was thinking, good. So he said, okay, let me go. He went there. As he went into the house, he passed the doors. He went to the doors, and all of a sudden, when he entered the house, he see the door shut behind him. All of a sudden, the door banged behind him. And until he came forward, he saw an elegantly beautiful lady, and a boy was standing next to her. A boy was standing next to her, and there was a bottle and a glass containing alcohol. The woman said, oh man, I have not called you here for giving evidence. Instead, I called you here, I want you to murder this boy, or indulge in fornication with me, or drink from the wine, from the alcohol in this glass. My dear stomach views of Madani channel. First, she wanted to do murder. Please listen carefully. First, she wanted to do murder. Then, if you don't do murder, you commit adultery with me, fornication, na'udhu billah. And thirdly, I give you option, you drink this glass of wine, alcohol. And if you don't, she says, then I'm going to scream and I'm going to shout and I'm going to disgrace you. The man thought, now I'm in trouble. I have no option of getting out. I have no option of getting out of this difficult situation. I have to kill this boy, or I have to commit adultery with her, or I have to drink this alcohol. Now he thought very deeply and thinking, now what will I do? Because I'm in trouble. I kill the boy, I'm in trouble. I commit adultery, I'm also in trouble. So, what he did, my dear Islamic viewers and Malaysian, you know what he did? Allah Akbar, astaghfirullah. He opted for drinking the alcohol. He opted for drinking the alcohol. And he drank the wine of the glass of wine, the alcohol. And my dear slumbers and views of Madani channel, now listen to very carefully. Maybe he thought this is the easy way out for him. That if he takes the alcohol, you know, he will be able to just fall flat and maybe nothing will happen to him. He'll be intoxicated. But my dear slumbers and views of Madani channel, look at this trick of shaitan. Look at this mother of evils. Alcohol. He started drinking. And when he started drinking, he started getting tipsy. And he started asking for more. And he started asking for more and more and more. He continued drinking that he became so drunk, so out of control, out of his mind. Then he committed adultery with the woman. Astaghfirullah. And after committing adultery with the woman, he killed the boy. Allahu Akbar. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islam brethren, The beloved Rasul alayhi salam further said, therefore, you keep refraining from alcohol. Iman and the habit of alcohol cannot coexist in one's heart. Look at that person, he was a pious person. My dear scholars and views of money, he was a pious person. He used to be in seclusion, making the ibadat of Allah. And this was his condition, that alcohol took him out of mind, out of control. And he committed all the guna because of the mother of evil. My dear Stambradin, remember that when he was asked to commit adultery, he refused. When he was asked to murder the boy, he refused. But after drinking alcohol, the poor pious man thought that this was his last option to save his respect. But astaghfirullah. He thought he'd save his izzat. But alcohol took away his izzat. In the past, people used to drink alcohol secretly. Yes. And they would drink so secretly that nobody would see them. Drink, get out of their mind, get sobered up, have a bath, change up, and go put some perfume in the mouth, some wash up, brush up, everything, and go in the public. Nobody knows, they're looking innocent in those days. But today, astaghfirullah. Today is open. I mean, alcohol is open. As we discussed at the beginning of the silsila, every corner is advertising. The best alcohol in the market. Alcohol of the year. The best taste. The most sweetest. This, that. All types of attractions. And not only that, they use ladies. Yes, dear Islamists and viewers, Madani channel, they use ladies to show you the attraction of the alcohol with a glass in the hand, with a bottle in the hand, showing you a beautiful lady, na'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. This is the attraction of shaitan, the accursed. He wants to take away our iman. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, was walking through the streets one day in Madinat al-Munawwara, subhanallah, azza wa jalla. Walking through the streets of Madinat al-Munawwara. And he saw a young man who had a bottle hidden in his clothes. Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala asked, oh young man, what are you hiding inside your clothes? What are you hiding inside the clothes? And my dear Islam reviews the Madani channel, in this narration he says the bottle contained alcohol. I mean, the bottle contained alcohol, but he's hiding it in his clothes. I mean, we're talking about almost 1,400 some odd years ago, Amir al-Mu'min, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar al-Farooq radiallahu ta'ala is walking on the streets with his Mubarak and blessed feet, mashallah, azza wa jalla, on the earth is walking, and person sees him and he goes into a state of ghabrat, he's hiding the alcohol inside his jacket, inside his cloth, he's hiding, and Amir al-Mu'min is asking him, what do you have hidden inside there? The young man felt so embarrassed. He could not disclose to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Radiallahu ta'ala, he could not disclose to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Radiallahu ta'ala, no. Immediately he made tawbah. He repented immediately. Look at the connection between the gunegar and his merciful Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He just stands there and he's in khawf, he's in fear. And he's making tawbah, istighfar. He's connecting with his merciful Allah and he's making tawbah. And he says, oh Allah, Azza wa Jalla, please do not embarrass me. Please do not embarrass me in front of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar al-Farooq radiallahu anhu. Please conceal my guna today. Oh Allah, please. Oh Allah, I'm making intention that I will never ever drink alcohol again. Thereafter, Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, thereafter he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu, this is a bottle of vinegar. This is a bottle of vinegar. So, Amir al-Mu'min radiallahu anhu said, show me the bottle. And when the young man showed the bottle, Majid Islam and views of Madinah channel, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. As soon as he showed him the bottle, subhanallah azza wa jalla, immediately when Amir al-Mu'min saw it and smelled the bottle, Allahu Akbar, undoubtedly it was vinegar. Subhanallah. Vinegar, Majid Islam and views of Madinah channel. In today's time, Majid Islam and views of Madinah channel, we see what is happening throughout the world. Alcohol has become the order of the day. Alcohol has become part of people's lives. No function, no wedding, No places we can find that alcohol is not to be found. Illa mashallah. There are many out there, mashallah. They are following the commands of Allah and His beloved Rasul. But people are going away. Dancing, jiving, discos, clubs, music, drugs, alcohol, adultery, all these things are happening in our communities today, my dear Islam and Views of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Today, nobody fears. Fearing Allah is one thing. Nobody fears even a human being. People are enjoying and they're taking alcohol and drugs and they're getting intoxicated. They don't care who's going past. They don't care about Ammi Jan. They don't care about Abu Jan. They don't care about Imam Sahab. They don't care about Peer Sahab. They're not caring about anyone. They are taking alcohol openly. It's a sign of Qiyamah. My dear Islam and Views of Madani Channel. Alama Shami Rahmatullah gives 10 proofs for the impermissibility of alcohol. His quotes is as follows. Number one, alcohol has been mentioned along with gambling, idols, arrow betting, a kind of gambling. All these are haram, mentioned in Quran Majid. Number two, he says alcohol is declared as impure, and impure things are always haram. Number three, alcohol is declared as a satanic act, and satanic acts are always haram. Number four, it is haram to commit any act refraining from which has been declared haram, obligatory. Salvation was made conditional when refraining from alcohol. Hence, it became fard to refrain from it, and its consumption of drinking alcohol is haram. Shaitan causes hostility amongst people by the virtue of alcohol. The hostility is haram, and hostility is haram, and the cause of haram thing is also haram. Shaitan causes hatred amongst people by the virtue of alcohol, and hatred is haram. Shaitan prevents one from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla through alcohol, and to prevent one from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla is also haram. Shaitan prevents one from offering salah through alcohol, and anything that prevents one from offering salah is also haram. Hazrat Sayyidina Murayda radiallahu ta'ala has stated, we were three or four friends who were once drinking alcohol. I stood up and proceeded to the blessed court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam to pay salam. Then I came to know that the injunction of prohibition of alcohol has been imposed. I rushed towards my friends and recited the verses of prohibition over there. They were still busy in drinking alcohol and holding the alcoholic beverage bottles, the vessels in their hands, meaning they had drunk some alcohol and some were still remaining in the bottle. As soon as they came to know that alcohol is haram, they all invoked, Oh our Rabb, we abandon alcohol, listening to your commandment. Subhanallah. My dear members and viewers of Money Channel. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This was the lifestyle of our Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan. As soon as they got the commands, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, that alcohol is haram, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, they stayed away from alcohol. My dear members and viewers of Money Channel. This sign of Qiyamah. Alcohol, it's happening in our society. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we learn from this silsila that it is a mother of evils. It's destroying the nation. So, my dear Islam, the Views of Madani Channel, you try to get this book by Maktabatul Madina, Mother of Evils. It is, mashallah, a very beautiful book, and intricate on this topic, especially of alcohol. And inshallah, tabarakat, you try to learn all the basics about it and why it's the mother of evils. And inshallah, tabarakatuh, this will help us, inshallah, to control our family members and our friends, and helps us to keep in good company. Because the more we're in good environment, the more we're in good company, inshallah, tabarakatuh, this mother of evils will never come near our family members, near our community, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Once I was traveling with the Sheikh, Nigrani Shura. And we were on the way and we came to a city called, an area called Scotland in UK. And Nigrani Shura, mashallah, azza wa jalla, you know, he's Nurani Bayans. And that day, he just decided to talk about the harmful effects of alcohol. And so Nigrani Shura gave a very beautiful bayan, full of jazba, mashallah, and he motivated and gave his inspirational talk. And at the end of the talk, which was most amazing, my dear Islam and Views of Madani Channel, Nigrani Shura started making the people's mind that let us make intention that we won't sell alcohol in our shops. Because in UK, yes, my dear Islam and Views of Madani Channel, they are selling alcohol. Muslims. Yes, Muslims are selling alcohol in the shops. And person is also cursed, the one who is takes alcohol, the one who sells the alcohol, all are cursed by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They're all in trouble. So these guys are selling, purchasing, buying, and Ignatius was making their mind. And we were amazed to see that many people did not, some people picked up their hand and made intention, but many people were keeping quiet. After the bayan, we came to know in amazement that many people who were sitting in the ishtima of that night, they were also guilty of this crime of selling alcohol in the shops. My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madinah Channel, please wake up before it's too late. I mean, we know that this is a sign of Qiyamah. We're purchasing, we are selling, we're drinking, we are giving, we are taking. Come, what is wrong with us? We are the Ummah, we are supposed to be Ashikani Rasul, the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. We love our beloved Rasul, we love our Allah Tabarak boundlessly. I mean, we are supposed to follow the commands of Allah Tabarak and his sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. And today, we are also entrapped in the sign of Qiyamah, that alcohol will become the order of the day, selling of alcohol will become the order of the day, it will become common, alcohol, sharab, wine will become common, the order of the day. Are you entrapped in this sin, my dear Islam brethren? If you are and you're listening to this silsila now, stop taking alcohol, stop drinking alcohol, stop selling alcohol, stop bringing alcohol, stop taking alcohol. You stop now, because now you have the time. Whilst you're breathing the niyam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, now you have the time. Please, viewers of Madani Channel, keep close to this Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. These topics you'll only find in Dawat Islami, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. In our Madani Channel, in our Madani Mahal, in Madani Kafilas, in mashallah, in our Ijtama'at, in our Madani Halkas. So inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we are requesting viewers of Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel, and only Madani Channel. Why not we make a dua in the court of Allah, oh Allah, save the entire Muslim Ummah, Ya Allah. Save them from the sickness, Ya Allah. That Ya Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, save us from this evil. Mother of all evils. Alcohol. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujhpe jahan mein. Ay Dawat Islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
That day shall you be brought to judgment, that day shall you be brought to judgment, that day shall you be brought to judgment, that day to judgment, that